You know, obviously, we have great belief in our run game. You know, I think our coaching staff does a heck of a job game planning. Our offensive line is so cohesive now that we're this far into the season. They're working well together, and we got two great backs. And so our belief in the run game hasn't wavered at all. We love running the ball. It's just a matter of finding that right balance. And, you know, I think so much of last week, you know, a lot of our plays came in two-minute drives. And so I want to get free and T. Cole as many carries as I can, because our run game makes really everything else in our offense go. And so that's important for us moving forward.
What do you see about running against this Patriots defense?
Well, they're a disciplined group, first of all. You know, obviously they're well coached. They're a big group up front. They do a nice job with their gap integrity. And so it's a heck of a challenge for us, especially on the road. But again, we need to be able to run the football and run it effectively to our strengths, which I think is one of ours, so that the rest of our offense can be as effective as it can be.
Dan has talked about the need to get more reps, get the football back more often for the offense. But externally, there's been a lot of concern that the offense hasn't been as productive as it was last year. From your viewpoint, is there a level of concern, or do you think everything's fine?
I don't know what externally means. I know what we do, and how we prepare and what we do to get ourselves ready to play from a coaching staff, player standpoint. I think there's great continuity with what we're doing. I think, you know, the key for us is to maximize our opportunities. And I think that's something when you go back and you try to analyze each game, we've had some missed opportunities. And really the last 2 weeks we've had the ball with a chance to go win the game, and we didn't get it done. And that's the reality of the situation. You know, our yards per players are good, our third down conversions are good, we're scoring in the red zone. But when we have a chance to go win the game, regardless of how many opportunities we get, we need to take advantage of that opportunity, and we didn't get it done the last 2 weeks.
Was there a thread in those two games, and even maybe any hiccups in any previous games too, that you thought this is one area we need to work on?
Well, we addressed a lot of those things coming out of the bye. We really emphasized third down and winning versus man-to-man. We always can continue to improve our explosive plays, especially in the passing game. To go hand-in-hand with the run game, which I talked about earlier, when the run game's going, you can play pass, you can take those shots down the field. When you hit those big plays, now that loosens up some things in the run game. And so they really go hand-in-hand with one another. So to me, that is something week in, week out is critical for us to have the success that we want to have, to be able to run it and then play pass, hit those shots down the field to make the defense kind of pick their poison what we're going to do next.
What was your first game up in the press box like
I thought it went really well. You know, I mean, it was something, like I said, we analyzed a lot coming out of the bye, and this was one idea Dan had coming out of the bye. You know, we were all for it. I thought the line of communication was really good. We were efficient, which was probably the most important thing. And, you know, efficient for us is a few seconds here and there, but those few seconds matter a lot to a quarterback getting to the line of scrimmage. And, you know, our whole job as a coaching staff and mine as a coordinator is to put our players in the best position to be successful. And if going up there, getting the play to Matt 2, 3, 4 seconds a little quicker enables him and our entire offense to be more successful, all for it.
How does it get to Matt quicker with you being upstairs? What about being upstairs makes it quicker?
Well, I think what it does for me, it's I get to lay everything out. You know, you have your call sheet. You're not flipping through things. My vision, obviously, is a lot better that I can see from up top. I'm not relying on somebody telling me what's the down and distance. I can see it for myself. So I think some of those things, those 2 seconds, hey, second and three right hash, I can already see as the ball carrier is being tackled. It's going to be second and three on the right hash. I can get on to the next call.
You're still in communication with Matt's helmet from upstairs.
Direct.
Going through Raheem.
No, direct to Matt,
when
yes.
When it comes to player conversation, does that come through Raheem, or do the players sometimes put headsets on?
Matt has a headset directly to me that we talk just about in between every series. But similar, even when I was on the sidelines, a lot of the times I might be, hey, Raheem, can you talk to Julio or Mo about this route? Or Chris, Morgan, can you talk to Jake about this protection? You know, so I generally hit the position coach to go talk to their specific player about something that needs to be addressed.
Coach, over the last two games, and Coach Quinn has talked about this, the number of opportunities you guys have had on offense, and especially the last game, I think you guys ran 23 plays in the second half, 9 of which came on the last drive. Has that impacted what you've wanted to do going into the second half in games?
Well, without a doubt, you know, and I think the thing for us is, like I said, we need to maximize our opportunities. And if you look at our 4 drives in the second half last week, the first drive we come out, and we get sacked on the first play to start the second half. We end up in a third and long and end up having to punt. The second drive, we drive down into the fringe area. We get a holding penalty. We get sacked. We end up having to punt and knock ourselves out of field goal range. The third drive, the second play of the series, we lose 8 yards on a toss sweep to Tevin. And the fourth drive is a two-minute drill. So really, the second drive is the only real drive where we got into base game plan calling plays. And so the key for us is maximizing our opportunities. When we get the ball, staying ahead of the chains, converting third downs, when we take our shots, you know, be effective in what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Are you evaluated – when you went back and evaluated the red zone opportunities that you've had,
mm-hmm.
I think Julio's ran like 11 routes down in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing that the coverage is dictating that he's not, the opportunity's not there for him, or do you see some opportunities that you could have got to him and say, hey, you know what?
I think there's a variety of things. I think one thing that I don't want to say is surprising to me, but one thing that we're probably one of, if not the most effective team in the league right now, is we're running the ball really well in the red area. And I think Tevin and Free have both been very effective. A lot of what we're doing, the coverage is dictating to us whether we're running it or whether we're throwing it. The runs have been available to us. And so that's the first piece. The second piece, yeah, sometimes coverages dictate where the ball is going to go. And when he's getting doubled in different things, that's what you do. I mean, that's smart football. And then the third thing, we've had a couple missed ops that maybe weren't right in the red area, but just outside the red area. I think to the Detroit game, three balls to him in the end zone that were just outside the red area that we didn't hit. And so that's football. Things add up. That doesn't mean we're not going to keep trying to get him the ball there and trying to be creative to find ways to get him the ball. He's too good of a player not to do that. But we also have to be smart. And smart football is not throwing directly into double coverage. And you get interceptions and turnovers in the red zone when you can be efficient. We've got a lot of good players on our team. So it's being smart and not, you know, not trying to get him the ball, which we are doing. But when they literally take him away, we've got a lot of other good options.
One thing you said coming into the season, you said, you know, I'm new here. I'm good with input from the players, whatever, you know. You said Matt usually makes smart decisions when he comes to you. Talk to Julio a little bit about that today. What about that conversation back and forth with getting that input from the players?
I think it's been really good. Our guys are very open, and I'm open with them, like I said, from day one since I've been here. And so I think there's good dialogue as far as what we're doing, what we're trying to do. Anything, any subtle changes or ideas they may have, we definitely take into account. And when we don't use them, I usually have an explanation of why, and there's an understanding. And if we do use them, there's an explanation of why I think this really fits and works. And so all in all, I really feel like we've been on the same page with everything that we were doing. We've just missed a few things. And the beauty for that for us is we've done some good stuff, but we know how much better we can get. We just kind of have to break the dam and get rolling.
It's been 5 games, hasn't been very long. Are you still getting a feel for your personnel?
I think I have a very good feel for our personnel. I think, you know, as always, every game, like, you know, one of the things last week that was new to me was the first time really for me dealing with Julio coming off of an injury. And what does that look like? You know, what does it look like in practice? And then how does he go into the game? And what's that look like? You know, so there's a lot of things that are new each week that come, that kind of come across your plate that you deal with. I thought he responded phenomenal. He played a great game. He played hard. He played tough. He played fast. So that kind of, I get to store in my memory bank for next time of kind of what to expect moving forward. So, you know, we've had different scenarios come up. Against Buffalo, we had Julio and Mo go down in the first half, and now it's dealing with guys that maybe didn't get all the reps each week. So you kind of store those situations that come so that you know how to deal with them the next time they come around.
One other thing, you call plays in college for some call plays in the NFL. Does it feel different? Is it any different up there?
No, I think football's football when it comes down to, you know, you put in a lot of time and effort throughout the week. We've got a heck of an offensive staff that works really hard, and we've got really smart veteran-type players that understand what we're trying to do, and then you go with the plan, and then you make the proper in-game adjustment. I mean, at that point, it's football.